And now, a moment with Harry.
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
I just woke up at 3 o'clock.
What time did you begin your nap today?
I think it's about 1.
That's a good nap.
Oh, yeah. And I was supposed to be at a damn Mardi Gras party, and I completely forgot about it. All these Cajuns down the road get together and cook up all this food and have a little one float street parade.
You napped through a party.
I certainly do. I'm so pissed. Because they're all from South Louisiana and they can all cook.
Boy, you blew that.
I sure as hell did. In fact, I'm getting ready to call back and tell them to make me a plate. I'll come get it.
Well, that's extremely rude.
I don't care.
Well, what else is going on down there? Is there any news of any sort of communications company bringing you broadband anytime in the next 10 years?
Nope.
Now, aren't there a lot of powerful, corrupt politicians in Mississippi?
They don't live out here.
Aren't you friends with one?
Not really. Excuse me. I'm so mad about that party. I don't know what to do.
What do you think you missed? Well, that's what I mean in terms of the food.
And they're a fun bunch.
So you miss fun and food for a nap?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I could have been napping now with a full stomach.
Exactly, with some etouffee or some jambalaya in
it. I know.
Oh, what a waste.
I know.
I don't know how you're living with yourself right now. Yeah, well, we'll try to keep it entertaining for those 10 minutes.
I've been cold for 3 days.
Hmm.
I've learned to make a cape out of open my sweatpants.
A cake? A what?
Cape.
Cape.
C-A-P-E.
You've made a cape out of sweatpants?
Yeah, I hang the butt down my back, put the legs over my shoulders.
Why do you do that? I'm going to need a picture of that.
Plus, I've got on a do-rag.
A do-rag and sweatpants for a cape. Now, see, that was worth the phone call right there.
I do need a picture.
Yeah. How are you going to take a picture of your back? That's going to be a problem. You'll have to figure out the self-timer.
I'll model it.
Yeah, but somebody has to take the picture. Oh, God.
It's like they used to do in the 30s, you know?
Yeah, I can picture that. Please send that.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I think, in fact, is that the Betty Grable pose?
Oh, they all did it.
Yeah, right.
Well, you couldn't see the cave if I was leaning on one elbow with a pipe.
Yeah, it's key to get the cape. Is it gray or blue?
Navy blue.
Uh-huh.
Over an army green long sleeve t-shirt.
So do you have, is this like a spare set of sweatpants and you wear your dress sweatpants and then these are the...
These are my spring sweats because they're holes in the knee.
Uh-huh.
And they're not warm enough to wear in the winter.
I see. But they're good enough for a cape. Oh, I like the multi-purpose aspect of that. That you are. Are you back teaching school?
Yes. I keep thinking today's Sunday, but it's not. It's Monday.
Do you wear the cape to school?
No, I don't do that. Although I might. I did find a picture of me in college the other day, a headshot. I'm going to take it in and have them all draw me tomorrow. I mean Monday. But it'll be such a shock when they see what I look like.
Well, don't tell them it's you and see how many can figure it out. Thank you.
They can probably tell from the twinkle in the eyes.
Oh, yeah, you are twinkly. No doubt about that. Has your class seen your pig boy yet, or my pig boy?
No, they haven't.
Why?
Because if I show them that, they'll say, well, hell, if you can get away with that, why do I have to take this?
Yeah, and you would say...
I don't know.
Well, sooner or later, they need to find out that you can have a career in graphic, whatever it is, design without being able to draw.
This has been A Moment with Harry.